AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
And with me, here is why you leave. Yeah! Yes!
Let this happen.
Now and forever.
Yeah! Yeah! Your fear make it. Yeah! Yeah! You see your father.
I was a fiend.
Then you see me.
Throw some money on AM570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. A rare primetime spring training contest coming up.
Second one this year.
Second one this year. Tonight against the White Sox. First pitch coming up just after the top of the hour. Thank you. Dodgers for primetime baseball. God, do we love listening to spring training on our way home, because we get that sweet pregame with David Vasse, we get that sweet call,
yeah,
and we get all that hot spring training action.
Well, it's the White Sox, the neighbor of the Dodgers, their tenant.
The low-rent district in Camelback. You saw the paint job on their side.
Well, I haven't seen it this year.
Nor have I.
Nor last year.
I just believe. I believe it to be the dumps.
We could ask Dave.
Sure.
In fact, we asked him earlier.
We did.
Dodgers versus White Sox tonight. Pregame at 6:30. First pitch at 7. And we will... Come on. Give me that some Mexican music, Adam. Wake up. I know the Clippers lost last night, but
hey,
geez.
Wait a minute. Let's pull a Matt Patricia here. Hey, sit up.
Have some self-respect.
Stop slouching. Have some goddamn self-respect.
Look at your beard.
Jeez.
Wow.
Exercise shorts. Haggard t-shirts.
I come in here.
Unshaven.
I come in here every day put together and ready to work.
Don't all of us?
That's right.
Look at us. I mean, we look like pros.
No one's gonna question your fastidiousness, Matt.
Soup spilled down the front of my pants and a beat up shirt. Jeez.
We're going to see you next Tuesday.
Hey, do you want to go sign with the Lions? Matt Patricia's still their coach? Yeah. No, not going there.
Have some self-respect.
Have some self-respect.
You can respect yourself by seeing us next Tuesday.
That is, well, step one on the path to having the ultimate self-respect.
March 19th, PMS remotes make people better. It's been proven. We are live!
For the Garden.
Now, no.
Oh.
No, no. But I do want to talk about the Garden in a moment, honestly. I really do. But
I would like to.
This is the first time, Matt, we've ever
gone to Torrance.
No, we're not going to Torrance.
What?
I don't want to. Matt, don't be an antagonist, because you know it's sensitive for me. You know it is.
We were going to Torrance for a minute.
Apparently, we were never going to Torrance.
That's
and it,
good
was
point.
All a,
it was all
a lie. However, there is one first and one not so much a first. We've been to Orange many times. Many times in the city of Orange. You'd think we went to rehab all the time. That's how many times we've been to the city of Orange. You'd think we were antiquing so much because there's so many antiques in old Orange. Like, that's how much we've been to the city of Orange. But no, we just go to chain restaurants.
And we're not the morning show. Now, if we keep going back to Orange because they have a collection of spectacular breakfast restaurants,
mm-hmm.
We're a morning show, okay. I get it. Orange is where we have done a lot of remotes.
Breakfast restaurants kind of go hand in hand with antique stores.
Sure.
They kind of do.
Yeah, the old, they get up early.
There's something weird about
you know,
that.
They go to bed early. But Orange is certainly, I would bet what little reputation I have on it, is our number one remote destination.
And that's, no,
I,
Matt, we have Long Beach. You have Long Beach. And don't forget all those tilted kilt days.
We did the claim jumper days.
And the jumper down there.
I mean, we've done at least five, maybe
Orange,
seven BJs in Orange.
In the last 5 years, Orange by far.
Far and away.
More recently.
And we're going back, yay.
Like if you look at Chris Webber, like later in his career, he probably shot a lot more jump shots. Later in our careers.
Orange is our jump shot.
Orange is our jump shot. Yeah. But we used to be right there by the rim in Long Beach all day.
Second in PCH.
Yeah, really by
quite
the
often.
Rim for both of us when I lived in San Pedro. And, of course, North Orange County, Matt. Clippers take on the Bulls on Friday night. Fully functional employee Adam will be happy to see you on Friday night.
I like how Adam just kind of is the first voice you hear when you're coming back. You know, you're coming back. It's the start of the whatever, you know, 6 minutes into the third quarter. And here's Adam. Welcome back to Clippers Basketball Network. A little stat for you here.
Clippers and Bulls from Staples Center for the start of the third quarter. Let's go back to Brian Seaman.
There you
go.
Wow,
look at that. Posture just improved dramatically.
Yeah, it turns out.
So we'll see you at El Torito, and you can hear Adam.
Thank you, Adam.
On Friday night. And like Matt said, tonight we got Dodger spring training. So we're all looking forward to that.
Primetime baseball, it's back.
It is time, before we get into live from the Garden, for the final hour fun fact, please.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour three.
Fun facts! Fun facts!
Not that I'm soliciting for more remotes from chain restaurants.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you want?
But I wouldn't mind doing one from Olive Garden, just so every time we came back from break, we could go, live at the Garden! Oh. Live from the Garden!
But we could go to anywhere. Just find another place. With
live from the Garden!
Find another place that says, call Ticketron! Call,
right?
Find
call
another
Ticketron.
Place with Garden in the name, like we can go to Hawaiian Gardens.
Live from the Garden.
The city of Hawaiian Gardens.
Garden Grove. Live from the Garden.
Live from the Garden. Much better.
Damn. So close to Garden Grove and Orange there, too. We're like a quarter of a mile away.
What is the fun fact?
In 1825, then painter, a man who do portraits for many a famous folk, Samuel Morse, was painting a portrait of Lafayette in New York City. He received a letter from his father-in-law, which read that his wife was convalescent.
Oh, that sucks.
The next day, he got another letter from his father. It read, she had passed.
That's even worse.
By the time he was able to climb on his horse and make his way back to D.C., 2 days later, she was already buried. Crushed. Saddened.
Was he Jewish? Or?
He developed.
That's why they have to get her in the ground so quick.
Different time, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
He developed the concept of a single wire telegraph, the Morse code, which he developed would become the primary language of telegraphy in the world, and it is still the standard for rhythmic transmission of data today. So he could have learned of his wife's convalescence, of her death, and maybe he wouldn't have been able to have been by her bedside before she passed, but
yeah.
Damn it. He would have made her burial.
Well, that is a bummer.
That's a hell of a fun fact. That is, fun.
That's you, Matt.
Where did Morse code come from? That's from his wife being dead and him missing her funeral.
That's good. That's good.
Isn't
death.
Great?
That's some good death fun.
Take that home with you.
Thanks a lot, Bean.
You had a bad day at work. Take that one home.
All right. Now, speaking of live from the Garden.
Live
from the Garden is owned by JD and the Straight Shot. James Dolan, that's the name of his blues band. We won't play that for you. We'll play a nice New York song, Sunday in New York, one of my favorites. I don't know who Adam pulled doing it, but just a little New York talk because Jimmy...
Dishwalla.
Jimmy Dolan. No, I don't think they cover
the Dishwalla version.
Jimmy Dolan, the owner of the New York Knicks.
Speaking of having some self-respect.
And the Liberty and the hockey team, the Rangers.
And the cable network and
the Yes.
And the Garden and half of that block. And
Jesus. Oh, MSG, not Yes. The yeah. Yankees own Yes.
Now. Yankees own Yes.
But Yes. Not Yes, but Yes.
Yes. Not Yes
guy,
Network.
Jimmy Dolan.
Right.
With the big fake choppers. One ear.
Mussed up hair all the time.
One ear's way bigger than the other. Plays a harmonica and sings in his own blues band that has like a hottie violinist. Fiddle player.
My family was extremely wealthy. I did not have a lot to do while I was growing up. So,
hey,
get on the harp.
Now, Jimmy Dolan kicked that guy out the other day for yelling, sell the team.
Said it was a setup.
He came up. I mean, is sell the team? I understand the Westbrook thing. I mean, you know, if you're saying something racial that really upsets people and people corroborate that, you got to go. You can't come back to the NBA games. Utah Utes games for you, and that's it.
Oh, you're thinking of heaven. He's hanging out with Z-Dog at the mall, trying to get someone to make out with him.
Oh, you should have heard the Utes. Z-Dog had a big take on what happened with the guy that sent him to the Utes.
I bet.
He's still welcome at the Utes. All I'm trying to say, Matt, I saw those big fake teeth come over. Sell the team. Probably should not ban you from the Garden forever. He's done it before.
He is the most sensitive owner in all of sports. It's embarrassing.
But best part was when he didn't even say, like, ban that guy for life. All he did was just look at the security guy and nod.
Wave him over.
And everybody knew.
Yeah.
You're done for life.
Didn't we get a security guard's name off mic? Like, Kevin. I think we got a Kevin.
Maybe.
Get over there.
And his
out.
His encore was to go on Michael Kay's show and say he was ambushed.
It was a setup.
And say that Bill Simmons is friends with Danny Ainge.
Oh,
look at that. Big Ralph Sampson picking on little Danny Ainge. He's talking about Danny Ainge. I mean.
Hey, James, sell the team. Sell Jimmy Dolan, sell the team.
You're going to get banned from the Garden, Matt. You're not going to be able to go see.
I'll join the countless other beat writers, national basketball writers, who have been banned from the Garden for writing critical articles about his god-awful Knicks.
Well, are the Knicks really that bad?
You know what? Hold on. Let me check the standings. Oh, yeah, you're right. They're not that bad.
They did beat the Lakers.
They did. That was one of their 13 wins.
But I just want to tell people, like, as bad as things are in L.A., like, you can get a LeBron jersey in L.A. right now for $5.
That's not true.
Right next to the Oranges.
He scored 39 last night. They pulled him from the racks at TJ Maxx. They've now made their way to Marshalls. If this keeps going, you might find him at Kohl's. All right? They might make it back. They might make it back to Mervyn's.
You know what I'm talking about. Open. I got to get that LeBron jersey for $10. $7.50. All right. We'll say that. LeBron and the Laker thing did not go well. In fact, they have the exact same record right now as they did last year.
But big win last night. Don't leave that out, okay? Mr. Negativity, that was huge. The Bulls, and they're like, you know, only the 27th best team in the league right now. They got that win yesterday after being behind by double digits. That's a great rally.
All I'm saying is, if you're down, you can always think about Jimmy Dolan and his big teeth. If you yelled sell the team at Jeannie with a big weenie, she would not kick you out.
She'd take a selfie with you.
She would not kick you out.
Because she's got class.
That's right. She understands. And Jimmy, he's into classy music. He likes that jazz and blues. He's a New York guy.
What else does he have to do?
But I just thought that was unbelievable.
It was a setup, Michael.
Setup?
It was a setup. I saw it. They came over. And
well,
next
it's not
thing
like
you
the
know,
triangle that shot JFK. It's not like there was a guy on the grassy knoll to make the head go back into the left. Some fat dude just yelled, sell the team at you once.
His position is they were recording it.
So? Well,
yeah, people record everything, Jimmy.
Yeah, why don't you ask
everybody
Russell Westbrook?
Everybody records everything. If you're an owner and you're walking out, yes, guess what? They're going to record, especially if their buddy is going to yell, sell the team at you. That's not a setup. That's common sense.
Two mailbox heads. I'm going to yell, sell the team when he comes by.
Make sure you get it on me, all right?
Pen on your Samsung. I'm
gonna sell the team, Jimmy. Wait, what's that? What? What'd you say? Sell the team.
That's it. Kevin.
That guy out of here.
So, live from the Garden. Maybe never. After Matt said what he said, we were on. If Jimmy Dolan hears you with his one big ear say something bad, that's how you get executed. But the little bitch here can't hear nothing.
He's the Hellboy of ears.
the red right hand.
Darn right.
So you're alleging that his ear is going to bring on the apocalypse.
Exactly right.
Well, you know,
he picks up everything. You can hear it coming.
The Knicks have been bad for a long time. I wouldn't be surprised. All right, it's time for Quick Hits, everybody. Come on!
Sit up already.
You know what? That's what happens.
My God.
The PMS Quick Hits. I'll make it quick, y'all.
Oh, yeah!
Straighten your spine.
We had it earlier, P. High hair, Kyler Murray would not have his height measured. He weighed at 205. That's what teams wanted to see, 200+. But he would not allow them to give him another measurement on his height.
Well, Matt, I think you were right. And you know what?
Conspiracy.
Not to...
It's the best conspiracy ever.
I got to be honest, and I buried this maybe because I got sick. No. It was last weekend. I had intimate knowledge of somebody behind the scenes at the combine, somebody very close to those medical examinations and the height and weight. And I asked that man, who will remain nameless.
Or woman.
It was a man. And
great. That narrows it down. You just blew 50%. That guy's cover. You just blew that guy's cover.
It was a man, Matt. But I buried the lead here. Gosh. Corroborated that story. I said, you think they gave him a little extra because there's nobody at the combine that cares about anybody because of his hair or something? And he was like, yeah.
Oh, he said, yeah. I thought, how about if I don't answer, you come to your own conclusion.
Blink twice, sir.
That hair's so high, you can get away with it.
I think that makes sense. But hey, I think he did run the 40. It was just so fast that they were unable to get a time on it. I think that was that. The 40 happened.
That's how fast he was.
But many people
couldn't see it.
Missed it. But the Chargers, big news there with Tyrod Taylor out of Virginia Tech. Go Hokie.
It is their first legitimate backup quarterback since Phillip Rivers became the starter.
What about Uncle Geno?
What about Uncle Geno?
Uncle Geno!
He had one completion last year.
What about 12-gauge Cardale?
And it was to fellow Greek of yours, Tasso, who warms him up on the sideline during a game. He missed the receiver so badly. You had Touchdown Jesus. Charlie Whitehurst was a backup. Cardale Jones.
It's clipboard Jesus.
Exactly.
Not
right.
Touchdown. There was
right.
No touchdowns.
There were no touchdowns. Just ask Pete Carroll, who traded a third-round pick for him.
Hey, Pete Carroll.
You had Kellen Clemens, who was
just
basically
a nice guy.
Phillip's friend,
nice
who would
guy.
Ride with him.
This guy's played a lot of football.
God forbid he has to get in there and actually take snaps because
forbid.
Phillip's hurt.
Never gets hurt.
But at least they have a legitimate backup quarterback now.
Yeah, and the Raiders have agreed to terms with Tyrell Williams, former Chargers wide receiver. He finished with 41 catches and 653 receiving yards and 5 total touchdowns in 2018. So way
to go. The silver and black are back.
I mean, as we mentioned, that you look at what the Raiders did. They took away valuable pieces from contenders in their same conference. Trent Brown, left tackle of the Pats.
It's like
Antonio
hiring Joe
Brown,
Grande, hiring away from Big Boy.
Exactly right. Maybe not quite
take
like
a piece.
That. Tyrell Williams.
Take a piece. Just like that.
Second only to Tyreek Hill for most 40 and 50-yard touchdowns in the league the last 3 years. So you pair him up with Antonio Brown, and that's a pretty damn nice 1-2 punch.
That's right, Antonio Brown. Baltimore.
Foosball.
Signed Earl Thomas. Matt was talking about how Baltimore's done, and they went young. And now look, four-year, $55 million with Earl Thomas. Last thing he did in a Seattle uniform was flip off Pete Carroll.
That's true, because that was after he broke his leg.
$32 million guaranteed for Earl. I already discussed this in depth on Seattle Radio, KJR, today.
Big hit for the
What do you feel about Earl?
Hawks.
What do you feel about the Cam? The LOB, the Legion of Boom is done. Your calls. What's going to happen? What's next for Pete?
I think the Seahawks could win it.
I agree. Your call. Didn't snow today. Not a cloud in the sky. Get out to the 501 Bar and Grill.
I think the Seahawks could win it. The
I Ravens agree with you. Next call.
Also added Mark Ingram on a 3-year deal, so his time is done with the Saints. Let's see. I see the Chiefs released safety Eric Berry. So Tim Cates must have put these together because there is no note on here that Antonio Brown was damn near a half hour late for his own presser today in Oakland. That note did not make it on here. Someone who was...
A lot of traffic there on the Hagenberger. Right from the airport. And you know what? He might have had to rent a car, and you know the shuttle is far at the Oakland airport.
That is a tough one.
That is a long-ass shuttle.
That's a tough spot, sure.
And there's two different ports. You know, maybe he was like, oh, I'm national. Oh, I'm over here with budget. Ah, I better get back to that. You know, there's a lot going on out there.
What's the
functional employee Adam knows. He knows it gets a little hairy on Hagenberger. It gets a little hairy over at Hagenberger Hill.
What's the saying? You never get a first chance to make a second impression. Isn't that how it goes?
No. Oh.
Way to go, AB. You know, we love AB's talent, but there's just certain things about him that drive you crazy.
Hey, man, he's going to do his thing, man.
All right, everybody. We're here, and we're going to bring out AB. Not here. Sorry. We're going to bring out Coach Gruden. He's not here. Okay, everybody, enjoy the nacho chips and the apples.
We'll, guys, somebody want to DoorDash some Chick-fil-A in here?
The Lakers are off. They got a victory last night against Chicago. They will be in Toronto tomorrow versus the Raptors. LeBron can continue his recruiting tour by saying, hey, Kawhi, I know you're sitting over there in the second spot, maybe making a run at the first team All-NBA, but see what we got going over here. I don't know if you know this, but back in the day, a lot of players used to come up to Byron Scott and tell him how badly they wanted to be Lakers. So thinking maybe you, me, team up. What do you think? What do you think? Come on. Come on. You want to come home? Come on.
Getting underway right now on our sister station, AM 1150, UCLA versus Stanford in the opening round of the Pac-12 tournament. We'll be right back with more nothing. You're going to have the...
You're going to talk to me about the Dodger game coming up.
Exactly.